don't wait. The longer you wait after the emotion is high, the more likely things are not to happen. And if you want to change, you need to be intentional about this.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger here with another episode of Your 5-Minute Friday. Now, I want to talk to you about something that really excites me, gives me happy. And I was listening to Jim Rohn, I think, one of the top motivational guys of days of yore, love him to death. And he had a great comment out there about act when the emotions are high. And that's my message for you for today. I want you to act when emotions are high. So when you look behind me, wrong finger, and you see my bookcase and you go, God, Glenn has a lot of books. I wish I could read and have more. Yeah, I know you know how to read, but I wish I had more books like Glenn has. Well, are you going on Amazon right away and downloading some books and starting to read them or get them on your Kindle? Or are you going to wait and hang out? And, you know, maybe you'll order some books, maybe you won't. You know, maybe you went to Summit and you heard somebody speak about something really good for the practice. You're like, oh, that's a really great idea. When I get home, I'll blank. I'll do whatever. No. At that moment, write down the action steps of what you're going to do. Don't wait. The longer you wait after the emotion is high, the more likely things are not to happen. And if you want to change, you need to be intentional about this. So again, this is a very short one today. I'm trying to keep this really easy for you. The next time you hear something, it could be right now, something that motivates you and excites you, and you say, you know what? I'm going to do X. I'm going to get on. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to read a new book to help with marketing. I'm going to hire the right people. I'm going to do a P&L. I'm going to set up my projections for next year. I'm going to grow my practice 10%. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. I want to talk to Glenn about something related to my practice. I don't know, OSOs, right? Whatever it might be that you want to do, you know, I'll do that later. No, right now, I want you to take your first step. You have a question for me? Message me now. Don't wait, you know, a week, a month. You're going to forget about it. So again, what you want to change requires attention. We know that. And I want you to act when the emotions are high. Now, that's the opposite of when I tell people to let things go, right? When you're upset or angry, do not react. But when you're motivated, I want you to react right away. I am motivated to enter a triathlon. I am motivated to do a Spartan race. And speaking of which, the founder of the Spartan races, I don't remember his name, has a great quote or a great story that I think is worth hearing for a second here. He says, all too often when it comes to the Spartan races, people say, you know what? When I'm in shape, I'll do one. When I lose weight, I'll do one. When my kids are out of the house, I'll do one. You know, when it's not winter anymore and I can work out more, I'll get ready for one. And his point is, his motto is, put it on the calendar. When you put it on the calendar and say, I'm going to do a Spartan race on November 14th, which happens to be my birthday accidentally, I said that, but I'm going to do it on November 14th. It doesn't matter. Now you're getting in shape. Now you're going to work. Now you're going to eat right. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by 45 days from now, whatever it might be. Put it on the calendar. My practice is going to be 5% bigger based on gross production on blank date. I'm going to have X on Y. Start putting that down now on the calendar. And don't be like, well, you know, I got to find the right team member before I do X. Or, you know, life's been really tough. I got a new baby at home. And, you know, when she's 6 months old, I'll do. No. You want to wait 6 months? That's great, but put it in your calendar. You know, right now it's January 1st. Baby's going to be 6 months old. So, you know, I'm going to put it down as August 15th. Great. You got a date. At least put a date down. Hopefully a date that's sooner. But if you don't put a date on the calendar, you're never going to get it done, probably. So act when the emotions are high and put it on the calendar. You do those two things, your life's going to change overnight. I do it all the time. And as you can guess, I act on a lot of emotions and do a lot of crazy things. So anyway, start with one thing, accomplish it, feel good, and go do the second. Have a great day, and I'm always here for you if you need me.